ZANU-PF Central Committee member Inek Porusungazi, who is among those suspended yesterday, said he is not aware of the charges that led to his suspension. He said he was never asked to appear before a disciplinary committee before yesterday's Politburo decision.
I am shocked, surprised and heartbroken simply because I do not have the charges against me. I don't know what offense I committed. I'm still waiting to be informed of the offenses. But what I want to say is, if that is the Politburo decision, I will respect it. I respect my Politburo. I cannot argue with it. If the charges are factual, there is evidence.
War veterans leader Jabulani Sibanda, who was expelled from the ruling party, says he does not know the crime that he committed.
I haven't received anything, my brother, so I cannot comment fully because I don't know the content, I don't know the charge, I don't know anything, so I cannot comment now.
A speculation is rife that those being purged are loyalists of Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who, together with Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, is angling to succeed President Robert Mugabe when he eventually leaves office. Porusingazi said he belongs to none of the two factions.
That one I can't comment. I belong to President Mugabe. I belong to, in terms of the office that I respect, is the president himself, his entire cabinet, his entire executive in the Politburo, and all structures of the party, which means also my Mujuru is in that group of party stalwarts. We respect their office. It's not that I am practicing factionalism, no.
Analysts say the purge severely weakens Mrs. Mujuru's alleged camp and her ambitions to hold on to her job and eventually replace Mr. Mugabe if he leaves office. Political analyst and programs officer of the Zimbabwe Association of Community Radio Stations, Kudzai Kwangwari, told Studio 7 that as a result of the continuing purging of her key allies, Vice President Mujuru should now raise the white flag. Kwangwari said it was now clear that the ZANU-PF Congress would breed a predetermined outcome.
If I was her, this is the time to raise it. Because, I mean, there have been a lot of allegations against her from not small people, but even big people within the party, including the first lady, serious allegations against her. And if she's that person who has got the conscience of saying, okay, I did not do this, or I'm tarnishing my image, or this, I think this is the time that I say, okay, let me make things clear. I did not do this, but I'm no longer comfortable continuing in this party because of these reasons.
But ZANU-PF member Goodson Nguni says the suspensions and Jabulani Sibanda's expulsion have nothing to do with factionalism in the ruling party. Nguni added that the internal fissures in ZANU-PF are not linked to the race to succeed President Robert Mugabe, who has not groomed a successor in his 34 years in power since independence from Britain in 1980.
Well, first of all, I don't know if it's true that those members who have been removed belong to a faction led by Mai Mujuru, because in 2004, six provincial chairmen were removed, and there was an allegation that they were belonging to Mnangagwa. So I don't know if it is true if those people belong to Mai Mujuru or not. I don't know about that.
Kwangwari said the demonstrations and votes of no confidence against suspected Mujuru allies, including Sibanda's expulsion, were choreographed to give the faction led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa an edge over the Mujuru camp ahead of the party's sixth elective congress set for next month. The road to the ruling party's congress thus far, according to Kwangwari, has been marred by undemocratic practices.
I think it's difficult for her. I don't think there is any confidence or whatever is remaining for her to be able to confidently participate in this whole thing. Because if it was a soccer match, she scored one and she's conceded three or four goals, and the referee is also playing. In that kind of situation, I think it's difficult for you to expect to be successful.
But Nguni says ZANU-PF remains one family, claiming ZANU-PF is the most democratic political party in the country.
ZANU-PF brought democracy to this country. We lead the way. We don't behave like the MDCT because we are a home-based organization. We have not had an election. We have not barred anybody from standing in the election. But we must have the right to discipline members of our party. And it's not the Politburo. I must reiterate. It is the provincial structures where those provincial chairmen were leading who passed the vote of no confidence in them. It has nothing to do with the president or members of the Politburo. The only person the Politburo dismissed is Comrade Rugare Gumbo because he's one of them.
ZANU-PF insiders also tell Studio 7 that Senate President Edna Madzongwe is also angling to take over the vice presidency from Mujuru at the impending Congress. Madzongwe, who comes from President Mugabe's home province, is the one who announced the first lady's entry into mainstream politics in Mazowe. Efforts to get a comment from Madzongwe were unsuccessful. While President Mugabe said that all issues affecting the party would be resolved at Congress, without directly referring to calls for Mrs. Mujuru's ouster, his wife Grace has openly attacked the vice president and called on her to resign immediately, accusing her of incompetence, corruption, and selling out to the country's so-called detractors. For her part, Mujuru has not responded directly to the attacks, but called for a moratorium on insults and urged ZANU-PF members to be united, warning that the ruling party risks losing the next elections if the party remains fractured. Meanwhile, those reportedly angling for the co-vice presidency are Simon Kayamoyo, retired Brigadier General Ambrose Mutiniri, Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi, and former Zimbabwe Ambassador to South Africa, Phekezela Mpoko. The seat fell vacant following the death of John Komo last year. In other news, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda today wrote to MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, advising him of his decision not to accept a request by the opposition to declare 19 seats held by the MDC renewal team vacant after former Secretary General Tendai Biti led a breakaway. Mudenda said the dispute as to who is the real MDCT is still in the courts. Therefore, his hands are tied. Biti said, instead of Tsvangirai working against the MDC renewal team, he should concentrate on the economic issues affecting the majority of Zimbabweans.
The country is on a fork. There is an economic crisis, there is a political crisis. Our people are suffering. People have no money, people have no jobs, and so forth. For some of us, we have been fighting ZANU-PF in the trenches for throughout our lives. It's really regrettable and shocking that a war party and a war party president can find in the middle of this crisis that the number one issue is to fire Sekai Holland, is to fire Willis Matsimore and all those poor 19 MPs. So this is why the renewal team calls for national renewal, because some people have failed and can't take this country ahead.
BT broke ranks with Tsvangirai after the opposition was defeated by ZANU-PF in last year's national elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.